This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Nobody has a problem with Sweden.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Sweden is neutral.
Yeah.
It's like Switzerland. They're like the Swiss. Yeah. Well, they're known for their fish. The Swedish fish.
The Swedish? Oh. I was like, what?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Figuring out how can we change this format because the regular All-Star game just don't work. It's a Celtics Friday.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
A driver lost control near Boston City Hall and crashed into a salon on Monday.
In the Twitch chat, you said Courtney's not here to defend herself, but somebody said that was her running late for her scalp massage.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Because my move at the movies
the popcorn
is
trick? Curtis does that all
the
time.
No.
Why is there a hole at the bottom of this popcorn?
No.
Who left a song on SNL?
Greg, that was a John Dennis joke. That's how old you sound.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Morning.
What up?
How you feeling, Wiggy?
I'm getting it every day.
Courtney, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm sure it was a tough day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a long 2 days, but I'm back. Missed you guys. I think at funerals, you always come away with a message, and that's my lead this morning. I have a lead this morning of something that I learned.
All right. Enjoy life.
Yeah, a good life lesson.
There you go.
Yeah.
How was the food?
Oh, that's Mercy Meal.
That was
the first
thing that always comes to mind for me. Right. I don't know. Is it too soon?
No.
Can you ask about that, Kurt?
I was looking forward to it.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
The whole morning. It was delicious. There were some steak tips, chicken piccata. There was some haddock, mashed potatoes. I think there was some carrots.
Why do they call it a Mercy Meal? Are you seeking mercy for the departed? Is that why they call it a Mercy Meal?
I don't know. Santa said it was mush, which wasn't very nice to my family.
Mush meaning,
When you call something mush, it's
like it wasn't good food?
No. Calling it a Mercy Meal was mush.
What's
in
a
his
Mercy
eyes.
Meal?
It's what you have after a funeral.
Oh, I thought that was the repast, but then again, I could be wrong.
What would you repass? The repass.
Yeah, so, but
no,
I mean,
I've never heard it called the repass. Maybe that's a Brooklyn thing.
No, I never heard of curl. I never heard of all the Mercy Meals, that's the first time I heard that.
All right. Well, we missed you yesterday, and we are glad that you are back. Curtis, once again in Florida. It is 5 below here. Feels like 5 below, God. Curtis, and I'm sure it's in the 70s there. So throw it in our
yesterday
face.
Was the worst day of the week. It was about 75 and partly cloudy. And I would just like to just finish the conversation quickly. I know Ken's kind of our boss. The worst Mercy Meal I have ever had was in Western Pennsylvania. Ken's dad passed. I cut my vacation in Colorado short, flew home, spent one day in Pittsburgh, flew out JetBlue 6 a.m., got back 6 o'clock that night, had basically nothing to eat. After the services, we go to an Italian restaurant in the boonies of Western PA, and they called it bolognese, but I really think it was just hamburger helper.
Wait, don't tell me.
It was disgusting.
God, Curtis, don't tell me they took liberties with the bolognese. Hmm. You can't take liberties with the bolognese.
I really felt badly for Ken, and then I really thought he owed me a card after that. I mean, it was the worst thing I've ever experienced, but I'm not over it yet.
Yeah, I mean, there are places that think that you can just throw sauce, or as Wiggy would call it, gravy, on pasta without, never mind, 5 different kinds of meat product in there, but without any meat, and call it bolognese. And that is not, it's not acceptable anywhere.
Abomination.
Especially in Western Pennsylvania, I would say.
Yeah,
well,
not my place.
We have a lot to get to on today's show. And that includes our leads coming up in just about 15 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7. We can wait on getting to what Tristan Cassis said yesterday, where they set it, unless somebody is planning on addressing that during their lead.
I got a little bit. I'm not necessarily Cassis, but it's kind of, it's in that world.
I was told we were holding off till they said it, so I was teasing it in trending. I have a nice tease.
Oh, yeah. No, I would not. I mean, we can certainly talk about it right now. And is that your full lead? Or
No, that's not my full lead.
Okay. No. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I guess it's possible that he's trolling the entire world with his comments, or it is possible that he is a Gen Zer who has absolutely no understanding of the way in which a hierarchy might work. And the answer that I might have given if I had been asked, if I had been Tristan Cassis, were that, maybe with a little chuckle, that decision is above my pay grade. That's made by the guy in charge of our ball club, Alex Cora, and I have full faith in whatever decision he makes. That might have been the answer that I would have given.
He's a ride or die, though. Like, in my opinion, he's probably boys with Devers. They go back a long way, and I think that he's going to stick up for whatever he wants. Clearly, Devers, and I've seen some reports or people just thinking that there was a language issue, and that's why, you know, Devers, it didn't land the way that he thought it would, and maybe he was joking. I didn't take it that way. I think Devers has been clear that he doesn't want to move.
Right.
And I think that Cassis is backing his friend.
Yeah, I
no.
There's a way to go about doing it. But then again, I think today's players are completely different.
Yeah.
You know, they say things and they look at it from a completely different angle than you might look at it because of your
time on this earth and all the things that you've been through, you might look at it in a different way. But well, I think younger players look at things differently.
I know I get what you're getting at, mm-hmm. which is I am near boomer, so I am. My parents did not convince me over 20 years that I had a right to have a say in everything that goes on mm-hmm. at every place that I work at. So, right. yes, you're correct about that.
I would ask this question, though, guys. Like, so Tristan Casas says this, and whatever, I mean, I highly doubt he and Devers are, like, going bowling at Kings, but maybe I'm wrong. Where is there the Alex Cora role in all of this? Where, to me, Bregman is like Rodney Harrison joining the Patriots. Mm. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way when he arrived, but he was brought in for a reason because he was a disciplined guy that was going to get under your skin and get the most out of you. And I feel like a part of the reason this organization has failed in the second half so often is because they have guys like Casas that are more worried about their fingernails than they are about winning in the playoffs.
Oh, come on.
And you have a guy like this who enters the clubhouse, who is going to be a leader, that is a champion twice, that Alex Cora specifically singled out to bring in more than any player. And the guys on this team that are pissed about it, maybe that's why he's here. Does that make sense? That Casas and others could use a kick in the ass by a guy like Bregman, and that's why they're so defensive right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of the reasons that I was excited mm-hmm. when there started to be talk about getting him, because he brings, you know, like we've now overused the phrase the adult in the room, but he brings the veteran presence that you need when you have a bunch of young guys, and you have a bunch mm-hmm. of guys who are not necessarily used to winning. So
But these guys have been playing baseball long enough to know, like, this is the basics. This is like the common sense thing. This is the thing you learn in Little League, competition, and competing for spots.
So Tristan Casas hasn't learned yet that it's Alex Cora who writes the lineup card. Like, he hasn't figured out yet that he's going to stand there with a straight face and tell you that Rafael Devers is the best third baseman in Major League Baseball.
I think it's like, to Courtney's point, he's kind of defending his boy a little bit, but it's the thing that Devers and I think Casas know, you've been around the game long enough, you've been involved in it long enough, that you should be competing for your spot when there's somebody that is equally as talented than you or maybe even better than
you. Doesn't it worry you a bit, though, because Alex Bregman is Cora's guy, that you could look at Casas and you could look at Devers and say, maybe they're pissed at Cora? Like, to Curtis's point, I'm worried that there could end up being a divide with the introduction of Alex Bregman and what decision that Alex Cora makes with him. Like, there could be guys that are now frustrated with it because it is a different player. It's mm-hmm. not guys that understand a hierarchy. I think all of the players think that they're more important than Alex Cora and that they know better. That's the issue that I see happening.
I think that could happen, Courtney, and I think Cora's okay with that. That he knows this team needs to change to be on a different level. And just on a personal level, my guess is Casas has had negotiations of varying degrees of intensity the last couple of years about an extension. He's at that stage where you're going to buy out some years now to get a bargain in the free agency so both sides get guaranteed money. And maybe the organization was balking, saying we don't have the money. And then poof, here comes the Cohiba and $40 million for Bregman, and Casas is butthurt he didn't have it either.
Yeah. Well, and probably in the back of his mind, if you start moving guys around mm-hmm. in the infield, there's one less spot that's available maybe over on first base. So I don't know. For some who did not hear it, chime, because I'm looking at the Subaru of New England text line. You want to share the entirety of what Tristan Casas said yesterday, please?
I think it's Rafi Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman, and at that point, that's where it stands. And he's done it for, you know, a really long time now. And I think he's only getting better at that position. I think his defense is getting better every single year. We don't know what the future holds, but we know it holds Rafi Devers. So I think he's got to play defense. It's going to keep him athletic, and he's going to hit because of, you know, him being at third base. He doesn't know any other position. He doesn't want to play any other position, and he's going to fight for it, even if it's with any of the younger guys, any new guy. I think he's the best third baseman in the league. I wouldn't take anybody over him. So I think he should play third base. Yeah.
So, do you think Bregman should play second?
I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah. I think he's going to make the transition well. I think he's athletic enough too, and I think Trevor, you know, is going to play an awesome shortstop.
Who cares what you think?
Right.
It's not your decision. Like, and
wait, wasn't this guy who basically built a house in Worcester and had to be begged to come to the big league club as they were fighting for a playoff spot?
Yes, yes.
Why are we even listening to him about this? Honest to God, this guy, I listened to that. And also, Greg, the last part of this, you know what happened yesterday? Vlad Guerrero didn't come to an agreement with the Blue Jays on a long-term extension. You know who's been the number one rumored piece in any potential deal should the Red Sox acquire him before he gets to free agency, and that's Tristan Casas.
Yeah, so
I can't wait any longer. I'm just going to give you my lead, Greg.
It's
just
we have to get to you can wait. It's 5 minutes.
But
you can wait.
But it's so part of this conversation.
Okay, but just
All right, I'll
just
wait.
Stand by, Coach.
All right, I'll stand by.
Stand by.
Stand down.
By.
Okay. I'm going to hold.
We're going to get to trending quick.
I'm going to pause.
And then we will get to your leads.
I'm excited for it now, though.
Yeah, leads coming up in 10 minutes. They said it at 7. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. News with Courtney, who is back, coming up at 7:45. And that includes a relationship that went wrong, and that led to assault with pre-sucked Skittles.
Mm.
So we'll get to that.
Are you a suck Skittles guy, or are you just chew immediately?
No, I'm not a Skittles person.
Yeah, really? You don't taste the rainbow?
No, they are they are unfortunately just too sweet and
delicious,
overwhelming, sugary to me.
Yeah, they chew immediately.
I suck.
Really?
Yeah.
They taste.
They do.
They taste more like Red Dye number 9 than candy.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I don't eat them often.
I told you Courtney sucked.
I don't eat them often, but when I do eat Skittles, I just, you know, they're an instant chew thing to me.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm not a fan of Skittles. I know that there are many that are.
Yep.
But I also feel like recently in the news, weren't they suggested by maybe it was a Curtis lead where they could be the number one cause of cancer or something.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, RFK Jr. basically has said everything has it. So
now it's tap water.
Yeah.
There's nothing safe out there.
I saw a big report yesterday that because America has been adding chlorine to the tap water for the last 30, 40 years, that somehow the tap water interacts with old plants, and the old plants and the tap water create a chemical that can cause colorectal and other kinds of cancers. So maybe that's what's going on.
I don't know.
We're all going to die one day, so you might as well enjoy everything.
Right. Yep.
Do you remember when they told you that if you did nothing else, you had to drink 8 to 12 glasses of water?
I remember that.
Yeah.
You might just suspend that for a minute, because that's what's causing today's illness.
Well, it has to be filtered.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. And our Celtics insider, Mego, will be here at 9, and we will talk Celtics this morning. Right now, Courtney, with what is trending this first hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. We're one day closer to the championship game for Four Nations. It will take place tomorrow night at 8 between the U.S. and Canada. That game will be without Charlie McAvoy. Quinn Hughes will replace him. And there were questions surrounding Brady and Matthew Tkachuk, but both intend to play tomorrow evening.
Sean, if they go forward with Four Nations, which I believe they should, it would be interesting if, regardless of an injury, like in the case of Charlie McAvoy, if the two teams that make the finals can then just select any player they want
to add to their roster for that final game.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's cool.
Because no disrespect to Charlie McAvoy, but mm-hmm. in this case, you know, you can argue that it's a real upgrade for the United States adding the Norris Trophy winner.
Quinn Hughes,
yeah, but
very
don't
good
you think they
player.
Should ask Casas first, though? Maybe see what yeah, he thinks.
Yes, run it by him. If he signs off on it, then it's fine.
The Bruins that aren't competing in Four Nations were back at practice yesterday after a bit of a break. They took the ice without Hampus Lindholm, who's working his way back from that broken bone in his leg. Joe Sacco said there's been no setback on that return, but he'll be evaluated by the team's medical staff later this week. Tomorrow we'll also see the Celtics back in action after All-Star break. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. And some news from Gary Washburn. He's reporting that a group of investors led by Donnie Wahlberg and Michael Carter-Williams are preparing a bid to bring a WNBA expansion team to Boston.
Okay.
All right. So keep an eye on that.
All right. I also saw that Floyd Mayweather is about to invest $700 million in 10% of the Giants.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
So he will go the Tom Brady route.
Right.
When it comes to being a part of the New York football Giants.
Which is smart. The WNBA, that they lose money like crazy. But I did see something about the Connecticut Sun. Like, all of their starting five players have all been traded. So, who knows? Maybe that team's looking to get out of Connecticut, and maybe they're looking for more investors.
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, great to have you back. One below is what it feels like outside back home. And I'm not going to give you Jupiter, Greg. I'm going to give you next week Fort Myers, Florida forecast.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Worst day of next week, Monday, doesn't matter. We land at 7. Tuesday, sunny, abundant sunshine, 77. Wednesday, sunny, abundant sunshine, 78. Thursday, you guessed it, sunny, abundant sunshine, high 80.
And, so Thursday is our pregame event for the Florida Odyssey app listeners, and a bunch of you came out last year, and I hope more of you come out next week. We will be at Ore and Iron, the new one, which is in Fort Myers, and we will be there, I'm guessing, 7 o'clock, something like that, 7 to 9 next week. So make the drive, get on the Intercoastal, and make your way over to hang with us next week. And certainly, I hope you're listening every day next week, because we will bring you all of the excitement of the Boston Red Sox and spring training, Fort Myers. All right, our leads coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9, and we will talk all things Celtics. Curtis is in Florida, where it is a good 50, 60 degrees warmer than
70.
It is 70 degrees warmer than it is here. But I don't know. We're getting there. Opening day at Fenway is a month and a half away, so we'll get there eventually. On the show today, in addition to Mego, once we get through our leads, we will get to, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Speaking of Florida, where Curtis is, this is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Mike, will we see you for the pregame at Orrin Iron in Fort Myers?
Unfortunately, I will not be able to make it over to the other coast, but I hope you guys have a good time. Courtney, I'm really, real sorry to hear about your grandfather.
Thank you, Mike.
Condolences. So Curtis, you nailed it, absolutely nailed it with the with what you were speaking about Casas and Ralphie. It reminded me of the movie Miracle. You know, when they've been like playing together for months and months and months, and then Herb Brooks decides to bring that kid in from Minnesota because Arruzioni isn't playing well, and they have the meeting out on the tarmac, basically say, you know, we're a family. That's exactly what you're talking about, and I hope that's exactly what, you know, Alex Cora and the rest of the Red Sox have in mind, because that's the kind of mentality that this team needs to have if it's going to go forward. So great, great comment.
Yeah, I think you're seeing entitlement in the form of Tristan Casas, where he tells you exactly where he thinks Alex Bregman should be playing,
right,
and tells you that nobody should be stealing Rafi Devers' position.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
But meanwhile, there's nothing to back the entitlement up. I mean, you had this team has yet to win anything. So,
right.
In recent mem. So, Alex Cora runs the baseball squad, Tristan.
But it all starts with Rafi.
It does.
Because he could have easily put a water on this fire yesterday.
He could have, yeah.
So I get what Courtney's point is saying. Like, you know, here's his teammate, like, not really coming to his defense, but just, like, kind of catching his back a little bit. You know, and maybe he's going overboard and saying, all right, he's the best third baseman in the league. But, you know, teammates tend to do that.
Yeah. And I think we all forget very easily how much we were pressuring the Red Sox to make sure they didn't screw up anything with Devers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we were going over the Xander Bogaerts situation, it was also like, all right, okay, that's a lost cause. Now let's make sure we don't screw up anything with Devers. So if you're Tristan Casas or if you're these other players, you probably don't want to rock the boat. You probably want to make sure that Alex Bregman is a positive addition to this team instead of losing some of your other guys emotionally or mentally in the clubhouse, in my opinion.
It's really more kind of, like, gives us a brighter light on kind of how Devers' attitude is. Like, that's kind of what this all really gives me.
Shime?
Yeah.
Hughes Corporation, rock the boat, lead, maybe?
No, Greg, I already have something planned out today, unfortunately. Okay. Maybe we can do that tomorrow or something.
All right, maybe rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't dip it over, later, maybe?
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. I'll mix it in later for you.
Okay.
Maybe it's knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I know why you said that.
Yeah. You spot on.
Tell your girl I'm coming for her.
Ooh-wee.
Well, let's be careful.
I know. Did you didn't watch?
I have not. I'm watching today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Episode 6 of Paradise last night.
Mm-hmm. How many do we have?
Stupendous.
6.
he doesn't listen. He just answers without even listening.
Oh.
I am not aware of how many total there are.
Eight.
I would guess.
Okay.
I thought you said how
like how many is the season?
Eight episodes. There's six, and they said there's two more till till the season's over.
Well, we got a little resolution when it came to one issue that was floating around on how a certain person came into possession of a certain something.
That was very interesting.
That was of interest. I thought the little Easter egg that was placed with regard to the bookmark.
Yeah,
was very interesting last night. I think that may add a little fuel to the fire when it comes to my guess at who killed the president on Paradise on Hulu. But
there was one thing somebody said that would probably reshuffle your top eight that you had.
Oh, should I reshuffle that lead later?
I would.
I do my mock 2.0 on who killed President Brad Shaw?
Especially, can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow would be great.
Tomorrow would be good?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, because you didn't watch either, Curtis?
No, I did not. I was running around.
Why didn't you weren't able to watch on that tiny little television you had in your shot yesterday? I'm not able to see you this morning, so I don't know.
This is not my house, so this is not my TV. It's the Browers, lovely family. They live next door, and they have a massive studio that's just empty. So I sit here and do the show while everybody else sleeps.
I hope you're wearing sunblock, because you're looking a bit red on your chest.
Okay, well, I'll try and add some more to
that. Well, I'm just saying.
I only allow my mom to put it on.
Okay, I'm looking out for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't have any wrinkles? Don't want to start now.
Oh, God. I mean, I got to tell you, when you look 100, you don't really worry about
right, exactly, Courtney.
I've already been pickled in my mind and now outside.
This is George from Warwick, Rhode Island. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. Good morning. And glad to have you all back. You know, I've been listening for about 30 minutes, Greg, and I was been a little concerned the last few days. No Jackson.
Yeah.
And then it occurred to me, fact check me on this, Greg, will you?
Yeah.
I heard he was sick, but I also noticed he has not been in since the Courtney scalp massage.
It's a good point.
That is a good point.
Really good point.
That is true.
Wait, was Jackson out sick?
He got food poisoning.
Yes.
At 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I think is when the text message came.
That's
through.
Exactly right. Correct.
That's what HR is calling it.
So, but he's back. Jack is back.
There he is. Okay.
There he is.
As long as it wasn't Noro and he was, touching me.
No. I don't think it was. It was not the Noro.
Yeah. Nope.
I don't think. although it's raging.
Yeah, I have the noro.
No, I
have the influenza, right?
Oh, God.
You are confused about a lot of things. It's
highly
why
contagious.
I love you. Yeah, you do not have the noro unless you...
Courtney's face just now.
Yeah, like sitting across from him.
Oh, Courtney, got to go to work. Got to pay the bills.
I can't take
days off around here. Boss man don't like that.
It's a short week for Courtney. I think you're only working today and tomorrow,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. Flying out to Florida Thursday evening.
Very nice.
Cannot wait.
The old two-day work week.
Yep.
Not bad.
A pretty good one. Good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
All right. Shime, let's get right to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
The official win-it-all song of the USA team when it comes to Four Nations, that is Free Bird, obviously. Shime, great choice this morning.
Thank you very much, Greg.
I could hear that three or four more times in the lead-up to tomorrow night here in Boston.
I told you I had a plan. I hope I didn't let you down.
I have a Four Nations-related lead, by the way, coming up. But
are you going? Tickets are like a cool $1,500.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about it's yesterday morning. It was $1,200 just to get in the building in the nosebleeds. But I don't know. I'm trying.
I know we don't. We have no department of promotions really that can spend money. And we have to send things to 1,600 members of council. But I would just ask, what if Marty, who we gave the platform to promote this thing,
Martin Walsh.
Couple tickets,
The
current head of the NFLPA, and we had a Jerry America, biggest American contest, so that the winner would be able to go and represent America tomorrow, like the most diehard American on the show tomorrow would be able to go to the game.
I'll text the former mayor right now.
Right. Thank you. God bless.
Any chance there's a couple... a couple stray tickets lying around for tonight.
Jerry America.
All right.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Or Jenny
you
America.
You have no idea what you're talking about right now.
No, I think I do have an idea what I'm talking about. If you're going to play it, you have to play the more bike lanes than Copenhagen.
Right. He's looking for it.
Yes, he is.
Dear.
All right, we have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean, could we?
What does that have to do with anything?
Pretty good answer. You know, if you're a mayor, what does that have to do with anything? Right. Pretty good comeback.
Well, we are eliminating bike lanes and bus lanes. So.
Well, one. We got rid of one. Right. I know you are, but what am I? All right, Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, real quick for you here. You know me. Mock draft aficionado, Chris Shime. Not quite as much as Pokemon, but I do enjoy a good mock draft. And Daniel Jeremiah just released his mock draft 2.0, his most recent mock draft, in which he has Abdul Carter going number one, Cam Ward shocking number two, Travis Hunter three to the Giants, and then the New England Patriots taking Will Campbell at four, the offensive lineman out of LSU. He seemed pretty consistent with this pick. That's two mock drafts in a row. He has had Will Campbell going to the New England Patriots, which I find very interesting. A lot of the times, DJ is one of the guys who tends to hear. Yes, that's what everybody calls him, Curtis. Tends to hear things and know things before a lot of other people. And so I would say the consistency with something like that, the consistency with seeing Shedeur Sanders go to the Raiders would lead me to believe that at this present moment, those two teams are leaning in that direction. So it seems like the Patriots may be leaning offensive line early on in this draft.
I hope they don't, because aren't there like different analysts out there that don't even have Will Campbell as the best offensive lineman available?
Because not everybody believes that he's an offensive tackle.
Right.
There's some question marks there. So, when I put out my mock draft, I had him going 10th. So, like, that's a big jump.
Wiggy, it seems like the Jets are going to release Devontae Adams.
I'm all for it. If you can get Devontae Adams, I would take Devontae Adams over Cooper Kupp.
Isn't he just going to sign wherever Rodgers goes, though?
I don't know.
No,
how did that work out for him?
It didn't seem that way. It seemed like he wants to play on the West Coast to go back.
Oh, okay.
Back home or whatever.
Close to home.
Niners, Rams.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would be in on him. I do not want the Patriots to take an offensive tackle at number four. And then if you're there at four, do you take the kid Tetaroa McMillan I'm not sure if I would take him. I would look to maybe trade that fourth overall pick and see what I could do with it.
Okay, Shime, good lead. Thank you.
Thank you.
You briefly mentioned Pokemon.
Yes,
and what occurred yesterday. I was asked a question yesterday afternoon by a listener of the show. I don't know the answer. But the question was, whose savant flex is more impressive? Shime on Pokemon or Curtis on the Boston Red Sox?
Oh, I mean, Curtis is...
You didn't hear Shime yesterday.
I didn't hear Shime, but I mean, Pokemon is one thing. Curtis is, his brain is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but don't I get more credit for a more niche subject?
Yeah, you didn't hear.
Not really, when the subject is as pathetic as Pokemon.
It's not pathetic, Curtis. It might be pathetic to you, but not to a lot of people.
Well, that's what I just offered, my opinion.
Where does like a Pikachu fall on your rankings of Pokemon?
Pikachu is very far down the list. Like, I know it's the mascot, but it's...
Oh, that was the only one I liked.
That was your mascot?
No, it's the Pokemon mascot. Like, it was the first Pokemon Ash Ketchum ever had was Pikachu. And so it was the show's mascot for many, many years. I mean, yeah. Pokemon Yellow was one of the best video games of all time.
Also, Ash Ketchum, one of Wiggy's new favorite rappers. She's really Ash good. Ketchum. She is really good.
They're good rap name.
Yeah.
But if you didn't hear Shime yesterday and his Pokemon, and what you call yourself,
it's very
Shime?
Impressive.
Oh, man.
He's the foremost... expert on Pokemon in the entire Northeast.
And I believe it.
Yes.
The way he was spitting out Pokemon facts.
Listen, when we need a game, we should go Curtis, Shime, head-to-head.
Uh-huh.
And Curtis gets all Red Sox. It's a specific period on the Sox with you, Curtis, correct?
Right. It's what like mid-90s until now.
Okay.
Or until like 2018.
So it's dueling savants already got dueling weather smokes.
Yeah.
And Shime gets a Pokemon question, Curtis gets a Red Sox question, and we go till death.
Yeah, well,
at some point.
I have to say, I've worked next to Shime now for how many years have you been in since Ken left?
We're going on year four now.
Wow. So I love Shime. Genuinely, great guy. I don't think we've ever had a real argument.
Never.
I have never been more gobsmacked than I was yesterday. It might as well have been Swahili. I didn't know any of the words, and Shime knew things like it was Zach Galifianakis counting cards.
Wow. It's right off the off the top of his head.
Right. And he was deep diving. He was helping out the guy that was supposed to be playing against him.
Oh,
the other guy was like,
"So catch me up. Are you like a card collector?"
No. So and that's the funny thing. That's the more popular thing right now is a lot of people who aren't even massive Pokemon fans are card collectors, and they go and they buy out all the product from the shops. So there is none for like anybody else. I played the video games for 25 years now. I watched the animes.
Bit of a nick.
For some, maybe for you, Courtney. My lovely fiance, shout out to her. She played Pokemon Go a ton, so we've played that a lot.
That's a full
Go is much different than playing like the video games. That was like COVID. We had nothing to do. People were falling off cliffs. Like,
I've been playing. Courtney, I cannot express to you how many hours of my childhood, teenage years, and adult life I have put into Pokemon video games.
I was literally
playing one yesterday.
He's like you are with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like knows every meaning behind it.
Very impressive.
The thing about Shime is he's an onion. Like you peel back layers. And layers. I was saying to him before we got on air, he's wearing Birkenstocks today. I never expected you to be a Birkenstock guy. He just is. Every day is a new adventure. They're a pair of shoes. Shine's like they're comfy.
They're super comfortable.
I gotta check them out because Shime usually wears J's.
It was very impressive. Shime proved yesterday that he is the foremost expert on Pokemon in the Northeast. Over the age of 14. So it was very, very, very impressive. All right, we are going to take a break, but we'll get to the rest of the leads coming up next. Shime, did I read that Post Malone is coming out with an entire album of Nirvana covers?
I believe that is correct, Greg. He is really kind of branching out to every genre he can find.
That is a bold and risky move, though, when it comes to like a genre... genre-changing band, like when you cover them. It sometimes it doesn't go well.
It's also surprising because he had mixed reviews when he joined Nirvana for the SNL 50 performance. Like, some people didn't like it.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah, so I'm surprised that he would.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, me too, but some people were not on board.
Yeah, they, you know, that's like a certain genre of music where people don't want to hear it changed, and they don't want, like, Post Malone's kind of auto-tuning doing it.
It's less the genre to me than it is the band. Like, to me, it's very risky to cover Led Zeppelin. It's very risky.
That's a good way to put it.
It's for you, it would, you know, you'd be risky to cover. Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Biggie.
Be very risky to cover. Yeah.
Like that auto-tuning way to doing it. Like, can you imagine him doing Journey songs like that? And Nirvana had, like,
you would probably prefer Post Malone to Filipino Journey.
What do you think about them?
Even then, but I could see like diehard Nirvana fans that have that type of. What was that called? Grunge sound?
Yes, and it was called grunge.
Yeah, and him doing that.
I bet this album's going to be good, though, Greg. Like, it's with Travis Barker is going to be on drums for a lot of these songs. Yeah. Like, it looks like the cover list is the track list is pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think this will be a banger. It comes out in April.
I wonder if is The Man Who Sold the World on there? That is a cover, a Nirvana cover of a David Bowie song. Can you do a Post Malone cover of a Nirvana cover of a David Bowie song?
I bet you could. It doesn't appear that it's on the few songs that have been released from the track list. But.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Greg, I feel like Nirvana fans are hoping Post Malone says never mind to this idea.
I'm shocked that with the success of the Queen movie and Ray, and I'm surprised there has never been a Nirvana movie. Because you could tell that whole story and the whole Kurt Cobain story and the Courtney Love part of it, and I'm shocked that there hasn't been a film.
It's interesting because I started to watch it the other day. There's like a Lisa and there's a Lisa and the Cult Jam story. That's
but a full feature film?
Yeah. It's like hour. Yeah, it's like an hour and 45 minutes.
A movie.
Like a documentary.
That's a different thing.
But she's not in it. There's like a young girl. There's like an actor.
Somebody's playing her?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
very
a film.
Similar to what the Dylan movie's out.
Very interesting. Huh. All right, anyway. We have a lot of leads left. That means they said it will begin at 7:20 in 25 minutes. But Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. So I am on this optimistic Red Sox bent. I don't know. Maybe I'm around old people. I don't know why. But I really am starting to give credit to Cora for these reactions being the intended consequence of the Bregman hire. Cora, we all agree, was outspoken in ways that he has not been as it relates to the pursuit of Alex Bregman from the beginning of the offseason until he was signed a week ago. And the reaction of Tristan Casas and the reaction of Rafael Devers, maybe in different ways, reveal the reason there was the urgent need to bring in a guy like Alex Bregman. And for that reason, I am so happy that Cora has finally gained control in some way of the roster he is managing. And I am grateful that John Henry finally got a seat at the table and invested $40 million into this team this season for a guy that would not only improve the position he plays, but potentially elevate and create in a feeling of intensity to that clubhouse that has been lacking the last couple of years. So I like it. I think this is on Cora if it succeeds or fails. And the reaction of Casas, I doubt, is surprising to the guy that pulled the trigger.
Well said, Curtis. And you can hear it, you know, Alex Cora again yesterday when he spoke, talked about how it's the Red Sox. It's not individual guys. It's not what Rafael Devers wants. It's what the Red Sox should do because it's best for the team. And he has
credibility with this, Greg, because in 2007, there was a little kid named Dustin Pedroia that looked like a bat boy, who was the second-round pick and was coming through the farm system at an accelerated pace. Cora sat down. He told Ken and I at the winter weekend at Fenway this year that Theo and Tito sat him down in spring training at this time in 2007 and said, you're going to start in April. Pedroia is going to struggle at the beginning of the year, but then come May, Pedroia is going to be dominating and you're going to be a utility guy. I hope you're okay with that. And that's exactly what happened. And Cora subjugated his ego. He hit 400 in April and then went to the bench. He's a guy that has the credibility to say this to this clubhouse at this time.
Great lead from yours truly coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.